Hello and welcome to Annerley High School for KSRO's Game of the Week, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've got the Apple game, Annerley versus El Molino. This series started in 1965. This will be the 55th meeting between these two teams, and it's going to be a heck of a ball game. El Molino comes in tonight, 2 wins and 2 losses. Annerley comes in, 1 win and 2 losses. Jeff Woodworth, my right-hand man, what do you think about this Apple game?
How's it going, Nick? After a nice week off, I'm glad to be back in the booth with you. I'm looking forward to this. It's always nice with the rivalry games to get them going in the area. As of late, Annerley has kind of owned this matchup against El Molino, so it's shifting from more of a rivalry game to a big brother, little brother matchup, and we're going to see if little brother takes a strike back today.
Well, we just finished a very exciting junior varsity game. El Molino scored late in the fourth quarter, take a 28-20 lead. Annerley had an opportunity at the end of the game. On fourth down, they did not. There was an interception. But then Annerley got the football back with just seconds remaining in the game and were not able to punch it in. So the final score, El Molino JVs defeat Annerley 28-20. And looking back at this series, Annerley and El Molino in 2010 were tied 23 victories apiece, and that was the last year that Annerley had lost to El Molino. Since then, Annerley has gone on a great run, and they've won the last 8 Apple games to take a 31-23 advantage in this series. Tonight, El Molino is focused. They want this Apple trophy back, and I guess it takes a couple of guys to carry it out. From what I understand, it's pretty heavy. They've got every game on there that with the score since 1965, so supposedly this trophy is one that's about maybe 30 pounds plus, okay?
So, I've yet to see it, but it sounded like they're going to be walking out with Lord Stanley's Cup.
Lord Stanley's Cup? Okay.
It's big and it's heavy.
Yeah, that's Trey Dunia. Trey Dunia, you might recognize his voice. He's been the PA announcer here for Annerley for several years, and we're going to have a great interview with Trey at halftime. He's going to come up here. We're going to talk about the first half and all of Trey's experience in the empire here. And so I just wanted you to get to hear Trey's voice a little bit. Kind of that, we call that a tease on radio, Trey.
Yeah, you don't want to tell him too much. Just give him a little taste, and then you get the full show at halftime.
That's exactly right. So let's take a look at these players here. And we're going to take a look at El Molino first. Their coach is Randy Parmeter. He's in his 7th year. He graduated in 1993 from El Molino High School, and this is his second stint with the team. He actually was the head coach in 1994 through 1996. El Molino's off to a 2-wins-and-2-loss start. They lost to St. Bernard's 36-7 to open the season, came back and shut out Sonoma Valley 21-0. Then went to Lower Lake and had a very high-scoring, entertaining game, but came up on the bottom side of a 59-35 loss. Last week, they rebounded nicely against Barron Christian and won 52-0. So they come in here off of a big victory, and Randy's really excited about his junior quarterback, Weston Lewis. Weston played on varsity at the end of the year as a freshman. He did not play as a sophomore. He got injured during playing basketball and was not able to come out for his sophomore season. But he's 6'1", 155 pounds, and he's a dual threat. Weston can run the football and pass, so Annerley's going to have to be ready for either one. El Molino's running back, his feature is DJ Ramilia. He's just a junior, 5'11", 165 pounds, and he can run. He's very fast. You're going to see a little bit of number 2, Jalen Hall, sprinkled in there. Jalen missed last week. He did not play against Barron Christian. They held him out, but he's back today, and he's 100%. Jalen's a very good athlete, very fast. He's a senior, 5'8", 165 pounds. Do you have anything you want to add on those two running backs?
Oh, I was waiting until we get to the defense. I'm excited for the defensive side of the ball. Okay, moving. Looking forward at the defense as we go. For sure, the bona fide leader on this defensive squad is number 50, Coleman Hayes for El Molino. The senior inside linebacker, has a total of 32 tackles, 15 of those for a loss. So he's going to be looking to disrupt any offensive flow that Annalee gets going. So keep an eye out, or we'll be keeping an eye out for number 50, Coleman Hayes. Keep an ear out for when we mention him. I feel like we're going to be mentioning him a lot tonight.
Yeah, definitely a great tackler, leads the team by a mile and making tackles. 6 foot, 185 pounder. And he also plays right guard on offense, so he's a guy that goes both ways. The wide receivers, and El Molino does like to pass the football. I believe that's going to be their way to success here tonight against Annalee, if they are able to throw the football. And their receivers, Jackson Dunkel, a junior, 6 foot, 180 pounds. He's the principal's son, so he's an outstanding student. Okay, I'm sure of that.
A model student athlete.
Absolutely. Wide receiver, number 4, Cole Van Stone. He's a senior, 5 foot, 10, 155 pounds. He's also the place kicker. He can probably kick them anywhere from 35 to 40 yards. He's that goes both ways, cornerback and wide receiver. And the other wide receiver is Ryan Palmer, a senior, 5 foot, 8, 160 pounds, and he goes both ways, plays outside linebacker. On the offensive line, number 70, Ben Gonzalez, is an excellent player, 6 foot 2, 160 pounds. So that's basically the players that we're going to keep an eye on for the El Molino offense. On their defense, we already mentioned Coleman Hayes, a heck of a ball player, a senior, 6 foot, 185 pounds, very fast. On their defensive line, they've got two players that Randy Parmeter said to keep an eye on. Dawson Drew, he's just a junior, 6 foot four, 210 pounds, and Gabe Wallace, also a senior, 6 foot, 195 pounds. These two guys put a lot of pressure on the quarterback from the outside. If El Molino has to punt the football, Randy said he's very excited about their punter, Ethan Ransom, 5 foot, 10, 160 pounds. This guy can turn the field with a kick, and he really thinks that Ethan Ransom is a weapon. Because he can kick at 40, 50 yards. So
this is going to be something that's actually going to be key, because we've seen it come into a play the past couple games that we've been a part of here, Nick, is that kicking has no easy task for any of these teams.
I want to give a shout-out to the other coaches on the El Molino staff, Junior Sonny, Jared and Justin Brown, the twins, done a great job all season long. And, you know, it was great when I was talking to Randy. He believes in a lot of the same things that I believe in. And he was telling me, I said, hey, Randy, you know, when you're coming into this game, is this game any different from any other game? And he says, you know, Nick, I don't like to approach it like that. Every week, my philosophy is to try to exploit the opponent's weaknesses to gain an advantage. And I'm going to take a look at every opponent that we play, and I'm going to see what our team can do against that team. And what he likes to preach, and I think this is just, it's perfect, execute fundamentals and play hard. If we do that every game, Nick, I'm satisfied, and I think we're going to get better. So I really like that philosophy. Michael Baribault, our sideline reporter, just stepping in here with us. How you doing, Mike?
Doing all right. Ready for the 55th edition of the Apple Bowl.
Okay.
Should be exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, too. Were you able to get the interview?
I did.
All right. Well, we're going to get that interview here. I think what we'll do is we'll send it back to Joe here for a minute. He might want to play an ad, and then when you come back, we'll play the interview with Coach James Foster, and we'll preview the Annalee Tigers.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet.
Okay,
they have a sales team that will treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions, so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price.
Novato's
English? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annalee High School for the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. I'm Nick Mattis with Jeff Woodworth and Michael Baribault. We just got through talking about the El Molino Lions and their coach, Randy Parmeter. The Lions are 2-2, and we're going to now talk a little bit about the home team, the Annalee Tigers. The Tigers are 1 win and 2 losses. They started out the season with an overtime victory over Santa Rosa, 26-20, and then they lost their last two. Encinel beat them 28-0, and last week they lost to the Terralinda Trojans 21-14. Let's start off with an interview that Michael Baribault had just a few minutes ago with head coach James Foster.
Back here at Annalee High School for the Apple Bowl between the El Molino Lions and the Annalee Tigers. Michael Baribault here with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato. Back here at Annalee High School for the Apple Bowl between the El Molino Lions and the Annalee Tigers. Michael Baribault here with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. I'm joined by Annalee coach James Foster. Coach, tell me about the week of practice. How have you guys preparing for this big rivalry game?
Obviously, this is a big one. We try and get our kids hyped, but it doesn't take much. They want it. We came off a tough loss last week, and the kids really felt it. And so they came out wanting to work hard. We didn't really need to push them too much, and they put in the extra work this week. I think we're pretty prepared.
You guys have won this game 8 years in a row. What do you think is the biggest factor in this year's contest?
You always have to kind of throw the previous years out the door. I mean, last year we had come off a pretty big win the year before that, and it came down to the last couple plays where we just beat them by a touchdown. So you can never look back. You just kind of got to prepare for what you have ahead of you, and I think our guys are ready to go.
Talk about the history of this rivalry. Are your players aware of how long this game's been played? This is the 55th. Game. Are they aware? Do they know the significance behind this game?
Absolutely. We bring the Apple Trophy out to every practice this week. So they see the scores of previous years, and they know what this game means. And so it's kind of a little bit bigger than just them, but they want to show up for their community.
Talk about, like you said, you just said community. I'm sure the stands will be filled on both sides. What does this game mean for your community at Annalee and El Molino?
It's always a big turnout. Football is obviously a big thing. Everyone loves it. So it's really a good way to bring everyone together and have some fun.
And then talk about some of your key players who you're expecting big performances from tonight.
Our quarterback tonight will be Gavin Allingham. Obviously, everything kind of runs through the quarterback. Running back Caden Fox has already had some big plays this year. Gary Gritch on the defensive end has had some big plays for us. Number 55, Dylan Cords, our middle linebacker. Another one, kind of quarterbacks the defense. So those are a few of them.
Coach, thank you for joining me. Appreciate it. Send it back to Nick and Jeff and Joe. This is Michael Baribault with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Great job, Michael Baribault, with James Foster, the Annalee coach. This is James' third year at the helm for the Annalee Tigers. James graduated from Annalee in 2006. Spent the previous 7 years before he became the head coach with the JV team. And James, guys, I got a little, are you kidding me? James' grandfather, Walt Foster.
Story time.
Yeah, James. Walt Foster was the head varsity coach for Annalee in the 50s. And in 1958, his team was the first team from Annalee High School to go undefeated that season. And Walt's a kind of a legend here at Annalee High School. And in 1965, they began the Apple game here. And as we mentioned, 51-23 right now is the record. But the last victory for El Molino was in 2010, and that locked it up at 23 apiece. Since then, Annalee's won the last 8 in a row. So El Molino really feels like this is their year to take the trophy back. So if they win, we're going to see quite a celebration on the field. I guarantee you.
Yeah, and especially the way Annalee's really dominated them over the years. I mean, you see some of the scores, 55-13, 55-7. You know, I'm sure these guys coming up through, you know, their freshman JV programs have really noticed that and take that to heart. And,
yeah.
And this is their big rivalry game. So I expect El Molino to be playing one of their best games of the season.
Yeah. Well, a lot for Annalee, as I mentioned, has lost their last two games. They had a bye in there. They have a starting quarterback this season. It's in his first year. Number 12, Gavin Allingham. He's a senior, 5 foot 10, 170 pounds. And from what I understand, a lot of their success is going to be determined by Gavin. He's got two good running backs, Caden Fox and Trent Vogel, senior and a junior, that he's going to count on to help carry the load. Their wide receivers, Will Koenig, a junior, 5 foot 10, and Kobe Eldridge, the senior, 6 foot. When he needs to pass the ball, those are the guys he's going to look for. Their left tackle, number 50, Sam Perdue, is an excellent player, somebody we're going to keep an eye on tonight. Sam is 6 foot, 210 pounds. Missed most of last season with an MCL tear, but he's back, and he goes both ways. And their right tackle, Jack Visser, just a junior, but he's starting his second year on varsity, 6 foot one, 207 pounds. Their defense is led by middle linebacker. He leads the teams in tackles. Dylan Cords, a senior, an excellent player, very good, makes most of the tackles. As we talked about Coleman Hayes on El Molino, both the middle linebackers, they're the head and the quarterbacks of the defense, and they do a good job of controlling the other team. This little defensive back has had off to a great start for Annalee, Gary Gritch. He's a senior, 5 foot nine, just 145 pounds, fellas. But he's got three INTs so far in the first three games, and one of them's a pick six. And he's another young man that's coming off an injury. He missed all of 2018, and he's back this year for his senior year. So we'll keep an eye on Gary Gritch. He seems to have a nose for the football.
He plays a Richard Sherman-type role. It seems like guys are afraid to throw to his side of the field. And, I mean, when they're not and they decide to test him, they get burned. Plain and simple.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Randy Parmeter has noticed that Gary Gritch has had a great season, and he'll probably throw to the other side. That's what you kind of – you can do that when you see a good player. So their other cornerback, Chris McGowan, 5 foot seven, doing a good job. He's a senior. And here's the place kicker for them that missed a 47-yarder, fellas, in the end of the fourth quarter against Santa Rosa. James Foster sent out Arthur Tagnashi, and Arthur kicked a 47-yarder that hit the crossbar and bounced back onto the field. Annalee ended up winning the game 26-20 in overtime, but Arthur's got a heck of a leg, and I was watching him out here in the pregame warmups, and he really can drive the football. He's definitely an offensive, a very potent offensive player that Annalee wants to go to. If they cannot get a touchdown, they're going to be happy to send him out there. And their punter, Caden Fox, he's a running back, but he also kicks. He's the punter, so he can turn the field.
Going back to Tagnashi, it sounds kind of silly on the outside to say that we're excited for the special teams play, but when you've seen the kicks that have been coming from these games, that we've been covering, I am excited to see a kicker who could potentially boot one almost 50 yards.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, in high school, that's such a weapon, and we've seen that and that's a second-level player, right? You know, Michael, over the years, you graduated from Petaluma. Who's a kicker that stood out for you when you were at Petaluma?
Oh, my freshman year, Greg Thomas, he graduated in 2015, and he is now the place kicker at Cal. And I remember, I believe when they were playing at Healdsburg, he nailed, I think, a 45, 46-yarder to win the game up at Healdsburg, which is not an easy field to kick off of. Natural grass, it's built on a baseball field. And every time, every kickoff was literally touchback in the end zone. The kickoff team had the easiest job in the world that year. So he's really stuck out, and he played a lot of different positions for Coach Rick Christ down there in Petaluma. But Greg Thomas definitely probably by far the best kicker in Petaluma High history, and probably Sonoma County.
Well, this game is going to be a very tight game, and it wouldn't surprise me if a field goal is the difference in this game. I mentioned to you that the field goal kicker for El Molino is Cole Van Stone. So, and Brandy says he's very accurate. He just doesn't have a real strong leg. Anything from 35 yards in, he's going to nail it. He doesn't want to press him past that. He doesn't think he has the leg. But, hey, fellas, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Coach Mike Roan, the assistant coach for El Molino, played for the Tennessee Titans. He is the former head coach. And he was in the Super Bowl number 34 against the Rams. He was playing on the Tennessee Titans. It was one of the most thrilling games. I don't know if you guys remember it, but
the Kevin Dyson game.
Absolutely. On the last play of the
game. Reaching out just short, about a yard and a half short.
Yeah, just an exciting game, and that was in 1999. And Mike Rohn's the athletic director. He's done a great job here. His daughters are heck of great athletes for El Molino, and I just enjoyed when Mike Rohn became a coach at El Molino. I thought it was such a benefit to the school. So just a beautiful night out here in Annerley High School. I want to make sure we give a shout-out to Novato Chevrolet for presenting this game and all the other sponsors, Kenwood Hearing Center, Rick's Auto in Forestville, La Coco's Cucina Rustica in Santa Rosa, West Coast Diesel Repair, Auto Japan, Buck's Pool Stoves and Spas, Marin Orthodontics, and Carol Shiner, the Forestville Dentistry. And if you need some T-shirts made, go to T-Shirt Underground. Ryan does a great job. Next week, fellas, I'm really excited. We're going to be at Piner High School. Piner High School is going to be hosting Annerley. And here's a little fun fact for you guys. The last time Annerley beat Piner, Piner beat Annerley was in 2004. 2004 was the last time that Piner beat them. Annerley's won 10 consecutive games against Piner, and they didn't play the last 2 years, but in 2016, Annerley defeated Piner 68-0. You think there might be a little payback here that Piner wants to, you know, give on Annerley? Piner's off to a great start this year, 4-0. And next week's game will be on KSRO for the game of the week.
We'll find out if Piner's the real deal. Like you said, they've been jumping off to that hot start. Have they let a point up on the board yet?
They have not.
They have not. We'll see how that Piner defense looks against his Annerley offense.
Yeah, well, tonight Piner's going to be hosting Miramonte Matadors. I expect that to be a heck of a battle, and I'm excited about going to Piner next week. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see for real here if it is, and I think we're getting ready for the playing of the national anthem. Is that correct?
This is true.
Yeah, we got coming onto the field. And so we're going to, once we start this, we're going to go ahead and pause for the playing of the national anthem. And we'll send it back to Joe for a quick update. And then when we come back, we'll have the kickoff for the 55th Apple game here at Annerley High School on KSRO's Game of the Week, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. And here we are for the playing of the national anthem.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
There it is, the playing of the national anthem here at Annerley High School for the 55th meeting between the Lions and the Tigers. Oh, my. All right, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have the opening kickoff.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you.
Okay, there's going to be a spot here.
Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you,
They just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
"Geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?"
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191.
All right, no music.
Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5.